Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing a deep dive into roller sub sign saturation for heavyweight sub impact in Ableton Live 12 with that jungle and old school drum and bass flavor. Now, this is not just about making the bass louder. That's the beginner trap. What we want is a sub that feels huge, stays disciplined, and still translates on small speakers, under busy breaks, and in a proper club system. So think weight plus readability. Massive low end, but still clear enough that the note shape makes sense when the mix gets dense. We're going to build this using stock Ableton Live 12 devices, and the workflow is going to be very practical. You'll end up with a clean main sub, a character layer for harmonics and grit, and a way to keep the kick and sub working together instead of fighting each other. Let's start at the source. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. For this kind of sub, operator is perfect because it gives you a clean sine wave, which is exactly what we want for that classic DNB foundation. Set oscillator to sine, turn the other oscillators off, and keep the instrument mono. If you want the tightest possible old-school feel, set voicing to mono, turn legato on if you want notes to connect smoothly, and keep glide either very subtle or completely off. For the amp envelope, go with a fast attack and a fairly short release. The goal is a sub that hits cleanly and stops cleanly. We don't want a low-end blur unless we're intentionally designing one. Now write the bass like part of the drum groove, not like a separate melody. That's a huge mindset shift. In jungle and DNB, the bass line often behaves almost like percussion. It interacts with the kick, answers the snare, and creates tension against the break. At 174 BPM, try writing short phrases that land between kick and snare hits. Use root notes, offbeat stabs, and little pickup notes leading into the next bar. For old-school jungle vibes, let the bass line push and pull a bit. Use syncopated note lengths. Leave space for the break to breathe. And don't overquantize everything to death. A little human feel can make the groove feel more alive and less robotic. Next, control the note lengths. This is one of the biggest secrets to heavyweight sub. If your notes are too long, the low end turns into a wash and loses impact. In the MIDI clip, shorten the note so the sub has shape. Use note offs deliberately. Keep the release tight so the bass doesn't smear across fast rhythms. If your line has varied note lengths, that's even better. Alternating short clipped notes with slightly longer held notes is a classic old school trick. It creates movement without needing a lot of extra notes. That contrast is what gives the bass line energy. Now let's build the main sub chain. Start with utility. Put it right at the top of the chain and set the width to zero so the sub stays fully mono. That's non-negotiable for this kind of work. Low frequencies need to sit in the center. Adjust gain so the sub isn't slamming into the rest of the chain too hard. Good gain staging here makes everything downstream behave better. After utility, add EQ8. Be surgical. Don't overcook it. If you've got unwanted rumble, you can high pass gently around 25 Hz, maybe 20 to 30 Hz depending on the source. If the bass feels boxy or a little cloudy, you might dip a bit around 120 to 200 Hz, but don't carve the life out of it. The whole point of a sine sub is that the fundamental is strong and clean. Now comes the fun part, saturation. Add saturator after the EQ. This is where we make the sub translate on systems that can't fully reproduce the lowest frequencies. A pure sine sounds huge on a subwoofer, but it can disappear on phones or smaller monitors. Saturation adds harmonics, which gives the ear more information about the note. Start subtle, maybe plus 2 to plus 6 dB of drive, soft clip on, and then compensate the output so you're listening fairly. You want to hear more note definition, not obvious distortion. The bass should feel a little more present, a little easier to follow, but still round and controlled. If it gets too aggressive, back off the wet amount or reduce drive. Don't just keep pushing louder. In heavy DNB, the best saturation often feels like attitude, not obvious fuss. And if you want a darker, more modern edge, Ableton Live 12 Roar is a great option. You can use it instead of saturator or alongside it, especially on a parallel layer. Keep it subtle and band limited so it enhances the low-end character without turning the bass into mud. Roar can add that slightly dangerous texture that works really well in modern roller tracks while still keeping the old-school spirit. After saturation, add a compressor or glue compressor if the line feels uneven. You only need a few dB of gain reduction here. The goal is to stabilize note-to-note consistency, not flatten the groove. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, a moderate attack, and an auto or medium release usually works well. Listen for a smoother bass line with more authority, not obvious pumping. Now let's talk about parallel character, because this is where you get heavyweight without ruining the clean foundation. Duplicate the MIDI trap or set up a second chain in an instrument rack. This parallel layer is not your main sub. It's your harmonic support. Put utility on it to keep it mono, then add saturator or roar, then EQ8. You can also use auto filter if you want movement. The key here is to band limit the layer, so it focuses on harmonics around the low mids, roughly 100 to 400 Hz. You're not trying to reinforce the deepest sub, you're trying to make the bass audible on more systems and give it some texture. Keep the level low, usually much lower than the main sub. Bring it up until the bass feels present, then stop. This is especially useful in jungle, where chopped breaks and busy snares can mask the bass. The harmonic layer helps the ear lock onto the movement even when the fundamental is buried under the drums. If the roller feels too static, add a little movement with auto filter. Keep it subtle. A small amount of LFO synced filtering or a gentle envelope opening can add life during a build or transition. But I'd keep the pure sub stable. Use movement on the character layer, not the foundation, unless you specifically want a special effect. Now let's lock the kick and sub together. This relationship is everything. If the kick and sub fight, the track loses impact. You can use sidechain compression on the sub with the kick as the trigger. Keep it subtle. Fast attack, medium release, just enough gain reduction to make room for the kick without creating obvious pumping unless that's the aesthetic you want. But for a more vintage old-school feel, arrangement can do the work instead of heavy sidechain. That means writing the sub notes so they dodge the kick naturally, leaving micro gaps and breathing room. In jungle and early DNB, that often feels more authentic than a super obvious sidechain duck. Once the core sound feels right, print it. Resample the bass to audio. This is a pro move and honestly one of the best workflow upgrades you can make. When you resample, you commit to the tone, you can edit the waveform more precisely, and you stop endlessly tweaking the synth. That helps you work like a producer, not like someone trapped in sound design limbo. After resampling, you can slice, consolidate and refine the timing of the bass line with more precision. This is especially useful for building 8-bar and 16-bar phrases that evolve over time. And that brings us to arrangement. A heavyweight DNB bass line should not just loop unchanged forever. It should evolve. In the intro, maybe you hear a filtered hint of the sub or no sub at all. In the first phrase, keep it sparse. When the drop lands, bring in the full sub weight. In the next 8 bars, add rhythmic variation. Maybe a pickup note, maybe a longer held tone, maybe a little more saturation. In a breakdown, pull back the character layer and leave the cleaner sub. Then for the final drop, bring everything back full force. That contrast is what makes the bass feel huge. A lot of producers make the mistake of keeping the heaviest version on all the time. If everything is maximum energy, nothing feels like a lift. Save the biggest version for later in the arrangement and it will hit much harder. A great jungle tactic here is call and response. Let bar 1 be the bass phrase, bar 2 a drum fill or a break variation, bar 3 another bass phrase with a slightly different ending, and bar 4 a pickup or tension moment. That keeps the low end moving without making it feel random. Now, here's an advanced variation that's worth trying. Split the bass into two lanes, one for the fundamental and one for presence. The first lane is the pure sine, kept very clean and narrow. The second lane is high passed so it only carries harmonics. That gives you more control over how much audibility you want without thickening the actual sub too much. It's a super useful trick when you want the bass to stay huge but not muddy. A few more teacher notes here. Use saturation in stages, not all at once. A little harmonic lift before compression, and then a little after can sound cleaner than one heavy drive stage. Check the bass at low monitor volume 2. If it disappears when turned down, it probably needs more harmonics or better note placement, not just more sub level. Also, remember that the drums should speak first. The best rollers often feel like the bass is answering the break, not competing with it. That's a huge part of the vibe. And always test in mono. If your sub gets wider, weaker, or facey, something's wrong. The deep end should stay centered and solid. So here's a simple practice challenge. Build a 16-bar rolling sub, phrase at 174 BPM using only 3 to 5 notes from the key center. Keep bars 1 through 4 sparse. Add more movement in bars 5 through 8. Increase note density or add pickup notes in bars 9 through 12. Then repeat the original motif in bars 13 through 16, but change the ending. Put utility, EQ8, saturator, and glue compressor on the main sub. Then duplicate it and make a parallel dirt layer with roar or saturator. Resample the result and test it against a breakbeat loop. Try making the intro clean, the first drop slightly gritty, and the final 8 bars more aggressive. That's the game here. Disciplined low end, controlled saturation, and rhythm first writing. If you do it right, your bass won't just be low. It'll feel massive, musical, and properly DNB. That's the roller magic.